to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
On June 3rd, economists declared that we were out of the recession before it was even formally confirmed that we were actually in one 5 days later on June 8th. And now, as June comes to an end, COVID cases have started to spike in all but three states. And once again, what was expected is off. And the unexpected resurgence will not give us the recovery time we need to prepare for that second wave expected in the fall. So maybe I'm just speaking for myself when I say I'm feeling a little queasy on this roller coaster ride. Speaking of which, Disney World employees petitioned to delay its reopening. Meanwhile, Polis reclosed Colorado's bars and nightclubs after opening them up only 2 weeks ago. He did, however, keep the Protect Our Neighbors stage available to all counties in July upon meeting application criteria. So the recent doubling in COVID cases will absolutely threaten our economic recovery and job gains that we just celebrated in May and June. And that slowdown in reopening could turn to job losses in July. Now, at the end of June, the United States was seeing 40,000 new cases a day, doubling from the number that we saw in mid-May for COVID. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified in front of the House again on the last day of June, citing these numbers and the need for continued forward guidance, asset purchases, and yield curve control, all in an effort to keep interest rates low and stimulate the economy. He also warned lawmakers to not become complacent in dealing with the coronavirus, as the current economic stimulus packages are all set to expire at the end of July. In the meantime, job numbers continued to show strength. ADP payroll employment numbers just reported 2.3 million new jobs were created, dominated by the hospitality industry and small businesses being propped up by the PPP funds, which, by the way, were just extended another 5 weeks by the House and Senate. Locally, Colorado has successfully regained 20% of their jobs lost in March and April, with the state's unemployment rate now hovering at 10.2%. The National Household Job Survey and the BLS just released their reports for June as well, and they surprised the market stronger than expected as we continue to see large numbers. The Household Job Survey showed a solid 4.8 million new jobs created in June, doubling that from May.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theruthteam.com. That's theruethteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
40% of those jobs created were in leisure and hospitality, simply showing the resiliency and creativity as businesses search for new ways to reach their customer base. The unemployment rate dropped from 13.3% to 11.1%. The fact that we're seeing big numbers on the board should not surprise anyone, as the pandemic brought the economy to a screeching halt and as businesses reopen as quickly as possible. What we'll want to watch going forward is the scarring, those businesses and jobs that will not come back. On the housing front, we saw the gift of our strong demographics and low interest rates continue to prop up with strong mortgage purchase applications. During a normal year, mortgage purchase applications fall after May. So the last 2 weeks of lower week over week numbers don't concern me at all. But look at the year to date. Last week we were up 18%, this week up 15% year over year. And those gains are robust, especially propped up by the 30-year mortgage rate still 0.75% lower than they were a year ago, giving our buyers an additional 10% purchasing power. The resiliency of our Denver Metro's buyers runs through our July's DMAR Market Trends report. New listings got gobbled up as pending home sales continued to show strength of 16% month over month. And this is on top of May's 115% surge. We also saw closed homes recover to within 11% of 2019's year-to-date numbers. This is resulting in a delta of only 3,000 homes sold. Now, consider we sell on average 57,500 homes a year. So now we've recovered to within half a month of homes sold. What's also recovered this month was our year-to-date median closed purchase price. Now that dipped slightly last month, but this month we landed at a strong 4.53% gain for our homeowners. This gain, however, comes at a cost. Inventory. We know that prices go up when supply is scarce. Months of inventory dropped from 2 months of inventory last month to 1 month. The biggest drop comes from the million-dollar plus homes. They were sitting at 9.5 months of inventory last month. Now only 4.36 months of inventory. The $300,000 and $400,000 price homes also saw their months of inventory slashed in half as sellers stayed on the sidelines watching the scurry and multiple bidding wars waged by confident buyers. And to say active inventory became scarce is an understatement. And we're all feeling it as what was available to our buyers dropped 11% month over month and 33% year over year. So the Federal Reserve Board wants to keep rates low through 2022 if it's up to them. But if the economics win, we'll start to see rates turn up once a vaccine is found and businesses can start to fully recover. So for what it's worth, here's my 2 cents. Don't let your buyers re-sign a year lease as interest rates could be headed up by then and home prices will most certainly cost more. Agents, get those sellers moving. Why? Because not only does the market need their inventory, it's willing to pay for it. And while rates are low, their repurchasing power is also strong. So as the economy finds its path to recovery, the housing market will be its guiding light, strong, stable, and willing to provide financial security to those who participate. Nicole Ruth, the Ruth team of Fairway Mortgage, keeping you updated.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at TheDoubleCommaClub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, TheRuthTeam.com.